A Stitch in Time saves the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The Medicare podcast that does origami. And now, laughing like a hyena, it's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. I am a lazy man. My name is Doug Jones, and I am your podcaster today. I'm also your Medicare expert for today. I am the author of the Medicare for the Lazy Man 2024 Simplest and Easiest Guide Ever. And if you want a simple and easy guide to Medicare, you could do worse than to go to Amazon.com and eventually BarnesandNoble.com to put in the search window Medicare for the Lazy Man 2024 and find a copy of my book. If you go to Amazon, you're going to find that there is a very inexpensive Kindle version of the book. If you've got a reader, you can have that book instantly after you push the button to buy it. It's going to be a $4.80 purchase. If you are more inclined to read a paperback, that's going to be a $9 item. They will ship it to you for probably $800 in shipping costs, but it's going to be well worth it. And if you are a high roller, if you like to live on the edge and enjoy life to the max, then you should look at the hardcover version, which is a $24 item, because once you read that, you can put it up on your shelf and your heirs will thank you for having left them such a valuable commodity. Eventually, I'm going to record a Audible version of the book that will do all of the work of actually putting that knowledge into your head without you having to do a darn thing. You won't have to turn any pages or do anything much other than just lay there and relax, let the knowledge wash over you. What you're going to find inside the book is how to deal with Medicare and come out the big winner. And eventually, when Medicare time arrives for you, the book becomes a kind of a how-to, and I think you will enjoy it. At least that's what readers have told me from time immemorial, from the beginning of the first edition of the Medicare for the Lazy Man. Readers have been satisfied and have purchased it in droves, I must say. Speaking of droves, here's a guy that used to drove me crazy until we learned how to podcast together. His name is Randy Carson. Randy, how you doing today?
I'm freezing.
I know. It's bad out there. It's really bad.
We, Doug and I have this term that we coined several years ago called Arizona freezing. I won't bother telling you what the actual temperature is because you'll be laughing at us, but it is Arizona freezing and I'm not happy.
Yeah, it's like having a wind chill factor up north. Don't give me the stupid wind chill factor. Just tell me what the temperature is. I'm not going to walk around naked outside, so I don't really care about the wind chill factor. But when the temperature is cold, that is freezing in the north. When the temperature is moderate in Arizona, for those of us with thin blood, it is freezing for us down here, and we start whining and complaining.
Oh, yes. And me probably more than most, because I moved down here, so I never had to see another cold day. And here it is, right here.
Yep, it's has visited itself upon us, and we don't know when it's going away. If you believe the weatherman, it's going to go away starting tomorrow. If you believe our experience, we're very cautious and skeptical. So we'll decide when it's going to be comfortable again. But one day, those warm temperatures will return, and we'll be happy campers, and we'll stop whining and complaining.
I hope it comes sooner rather than later.
I'm with you. Well, in the meantime, we have a recreational experience that I'm going to share with you today.
Okay. All right. Good.
This is beat up on Medicare Advantage Plan Day.
Oh my gosh. I love those.
I knew it would take your mind off the horrible weather conditions. And this is what we do for fun. Randy and I sit around and we say rude things about Medicare Advantage plans. And yes, we discuss the ways in which my clients some of my clients have found themselves to be disappointed. Other clients of mine are smart enough to stay away from these Medicare Advantage plans. So I'm going to start today with a recap of a story that I did a few weeks ago. The Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas organization is in hot and heavy negotiations with a chain of hospitals and clinics that makes up a lot of their network in northern Texas, mostly in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And that contractual relationship is about to self-destruct. Blue Cross Blue Shield let us know this about a month ago, that they were in negotiations and having difficulty coming to an agreement with this particular chain of medical providers. And they also have sent out another more recent warning that as of April 1st, it's entirely possible these facilities and these doctors will not be in the Blue Cross Blue Shield networks anymore. Now, they include all the other networks that they have for under age 65 and for employer group plans, but the two networks that they're concerning the Medicare Advantage plans would be the Blue Cross Medicare Advantage PPO and the Blue Cross Medicare Advantage HMO. And if you're in the, if you're covered by the Blue Cross Medicare Advantage HMO, and your doctors are at one of these facilities, you're not going to have any choice. You're going to have to go find new providers within the list that the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas organization provides for you. So they say that they're in hot and heavy negotiations. They won't say exactly what the sticking point is. You always want to think that it's reimbursement or the pay that the hospitals are provided for their services, but it's also entirely possible, and the reason I wanted to bring this up again today, that they have objected to the actual existence of Medicare Advantage plans. As we heard in a recent episode, there are at least 11 states that have significant medical facilities that are not going to treat patients who are covered with Medicare Advantage plans anymore. And I cited the ones I'm right now that I'm aware of, which would include the Scripps facilities in San Diego. That's 30,000 people use the Scripps facilities in San Diego, and they have announced that in 2024, they are not accepting patients that have Medicare Advantage plans that intend to pay with their Medicare Advantage plans. That would also include the Mayo Clinic in Scottsdale, Arizona, and in Jacksonville, Florida. So here is a list of 18 hospitals in Texas that are not going to be part of the Medicare Advantage and HMO and PPO networks starting April 1st if the contracts are not re-signed. And they include Medical City. These are all Medical City. HCA is the name of the company, but Medical City is how they market themselves. And they're in Fort Worth, Arlington, Dallas, Decatur, Denton, Fort Worth again, Frisco, Los Colinas, Louisville, McKinney, and North Richland Hills, Plano, and Weatherford. And then a town I can't pronounce, S-A-C-H-S-E. So if you belong to the Medicare Advantage plans insured by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas, you could be scrambling for new providers if the contractual relationship is not renewed on April 1st. Moving on, more Advantage plan difficulties. Here's an article that is indicative of what some people feel, and we've been reading headlines like this recently, so here's an article that goes into a little more detail. When you want to leave your Medicare Advantage plan but feel stuck, what are you going to do about that? Well, let's dig into this and see what the author suggests. About half of Medicare Advantage members left their plans by the end of the 5 years, according to a 2023 study from Brown University. Most switched to another Medicare Advantage plan, but not necessarily because they liked Medicare Advantage. Returning to original Medicare can be tricky after you first sign up, because you may not be able to get a Medicare supplement insurance plan. But for people with serious or chronic health conditions who have Medicare Advantage, limited provider networks and prior authorization requirements may make it difficult or expensive for them to get the care that they need. It's helpful to understand your options. When Medicare Advantage isn't the right plan, this is option number one. Medicare Advantage plans typically require members to get health care from doctors and hospitals within a network. Members, now they require it, meaning that's the care that the plan will pay for. They're not going to pay for any care if you have an HMO, a Medicare Advantage HMO. If you go outside the network, you're on your own. You get to pay for your own medical treatment. If you have a PPO, they will pay a pittance of the total cost. You will have to pay the rest out of your own pockets. So the only way you can be assured of reasonably priced medical care is to use the doctors and facilities located within the insurance company's network of providers. So Medicare Advantage plans also may require you to get approval before they cover some services or medications. While most Medicare Advantage enrollees are in plans with a $0 premium, getting medical care costs money, and Medicare Advantage plans can have an annual out-of-pocket maximum as high as $8,850 this year, 2024. The owner of an insurance agency in Michigan recalls a client who had a Medicare Advantage plan and got cancer. He was hitting his max out-of-pocket year after year, she says, and then throw in prior authorizations, which he wasn't a fan of. So number two, another problem with Medicare Advantage plans. When you can change plans, if you have a Medicare Advantage plan and you want to switch plans or go back to original Medicare, there are two annual opportunities. Those two are Medicare's fall open enrollment, which the real name of that is AEP, annual election period. And that runs from October 15th to December 7th. And you can get out of your Medicare Advantage plan during that period, and you will automatically be back into Medicare, regular Medicare, and that would all start January 1st. But then, of course, you're going to want to get a Medicare supplement plan, because if you don't have a Medicare supplement plan, Medicare is only going to pay 80% of your outpatient expenses and a similar percentage of your inpatient if you are locked up in a hospital. So the article goes on to say, however, if you want to return to original Medicare and you have health issues, you may not qualify for Medigap or Medicare supplement, which helps keep original Medicare affordable. In most states, after Medigap's initial enrollment period, in which you can buy any plan from any insurer, regardless of your health status, if you are enrolling after that period, companies can decline to cover you. Everybody thinks the open enrollment in the fall is going to save them, this insurance person in Michigan says, remembering a client with a Medicare Advantage plan who couldn't qualify for Medicare supplement due to a heart condition. She said, I thought in November you could just change during open enrollment, but she, her client, doesn't have any way to get out. So what are the exceptions? There are two trial rights scenarios in which someone with Medicare Advantage can switch back to a Medicare plan without medical Medicare supplement plan without any Medicare. Let's see. Oh, boy. It's hard to clean up people's poor writing on the fly like this. But there are two situations in which you have guaranteed issue rights with a Medicare supplement plan. One is if you start with a Medicare Advantage plan when you first qualify for Medicare, you have 12 months to go back to original Medicare, and then you can buy any Medicare supplement plan. Now, the other guaranteed issue right is if you have a Medicare supplement plan and drop it to try a Medicare Advantage plan for the first time, you have 12 months to return to original Medicare and the Medicare supplement plan that you dropped, as long as the company still sells that plan. Don't look out the window, Randy. It's raining up here in the high mountains, the high elevations of Cave Creek, and it's probably headed your direction. So if you work with an insurance agent, they might also know which Medicare supplement company would approve you based on your health. There are some that will treat certain conditions differently than others. Some plans have a short health questionnaire. Other plans have a longer, more detailed health questionnaire, and they're more careful with their underwriting. In 4 states, residents have a chance at least once a year to purchase a guaranteed issue Medicare supplement plan. Those states are Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, and New York. There are also quirky exceptions. In 2022 and 2023, Blue Shield of California offered an underwriting holiday during which California residents could join Medicare Supplement Plan G without medical underwriting. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois offers guaranteed issue Medicare supplement plans to Illinois residents. I've used that little quirk many times for people who were stricken with medical problems but unable to change. I have been able to offer them Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois Medicare supplement plans without medical underwriting. And it's been a godsend for those people that are so sick of their Medicare Advantage plans that they wanted to get out almost at any cost. So obviously the premiums are going to be higher because they're going to have higher claims, says an insurance agent in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. And the worst case scenario, moving out of your plan service area grants you another chance at guaranteed issue Medicare supplement. That's because all these Medicare Advantage plans operate on a geographical restriction. So if you leave the service area, then you have the right to purchase whatever you want for a period of time after your move. And then the final segment of this article is, what if you cannot get Medicare supplement? If it's not possible to get a Medicare supplement plan, you may have to find the best Medicare Advantage plan for your needs. Don't get sidetracked by the perks. Pay attention to the doctors and the drug coverage. For guidance, call a broker rather than calling the insurance companies directly. If you want to talk to somebody who's independent that represents all the companies, then that would be the thing to do. And that's what I always suggest. Call me if you have a situation like that, and I would love to try to help you. There is a commercial ready to go. I think we should take a break right now and play a couple of commercials so people can maybe go to the bathroom or get a beverage out of the refrigerator and perhaps return to us shortly. Okay, back at it again. There's a woman in Chicago. Maybe she's more famous nationwide than I'm aware of, but I've only seen her in Chicago. And she is, her name is Terry Savage. She is an investment advisor. And she does a lot of investment advising on television. I forget which channel in Chicago, but she's pretty easy on the eyes. And she offers pretty terrific advice. She is very popular in the Chicago area. She wrote an article here stating that insurers' losses, the losses of insurance companies, are going to squeeze Medicare Advantage plans. Medicare Advantage is causing huge losses for insurers like Humana, which recently reported a surprising loss attributable to higher than anticipated spending in Medicare Advantage plans. The company's stock immediately fell 22% on January 25th. The news, as the company disclosed, their earnings would likely be less than what they had widely told people to expect. Other Medicare Advantage insurers, including United Health Group and CVS Health, saw stock declines as the narrowing profit margins are causing a squeeze because of more spending on care for their Advantage patients. Humana forecasts the losses continuing through 2025, and that should scare you if you're an Advantage plan member. Now think about it logically. How will the insurers turn to recoup those margins? Most likely by raising costs for enrollees or by cutting services. And that will affect your care and your costs down the road. And not so far down the road either. Terry Savage goes on to say, I have written about the disadvantages of Advantage plans before, but this is not just a reminder. It is an opportunity. There is a little discussed open enrollment period for Medicare Advantage enrollees that lasts until March 31st. Until then, you can switch back to traditional Medicare and purchase your supplement. Even the lowest cost supplement might be better for your future healthcare prospects. Alternatively, Advantage insurers could bill the government more. In fact, they've already been doing that by designing or by designating some patients as sicker than they really are. The insurer gets a larger fixed payment to spend on care. Medicare reimbursement per enrollee is based on an average cost per enrollee, but the insurer can upcode the health level of the participants, making them sicker than they actually are, in order to gain higher reimbursements, even though the insurers may provide no more care at all to their patients. The nonpartisan independent commission that oversees Medicare Advantage payments projects $88 billion in overpayments to insurers this year in 2024 as a result of this scheme. And the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget forecasts that Medicare Advantage overpayments to insurers could be as much as $1.5 trillion between for the 10 years between 2023 and 2033. Medicare supplement plans, let's see here. How do insurers get away with overbilling the government? According to Diane Archer of Just Care USA, don't know what that is, this allows insurers to game the system and to claim their enrollees are less healthy than they actually are in order to generate greater revenues. And because the government pays the insurers up front, regardless of what they spend on care, it incentivizes the insurers to inappropriately deny care and to delay care in order to maximize profits. Even worse, as Advantage programs overbill the government, it undermines the basic financial problem of original Medicare and its sustainability for all of us. So Terry Savage goes on to say, I've written in the past about the health care restrictions and prior authorizations required in Advantage plans. It has been a disturbing trend. Yes, some Advantage plans have provided superior results and with very low enrollee costs, but the information is not available to tell you which these are. But the plans being sold on television and commercial advertising and for low premiums very well might not deliver the coverage that you need when you need it most. They work just fine while you're well and don't need a lot of care. Already, 51% of Americans have given up the traditional Medicare and Medicare supplement insurance and switched to Advantage. The big Medicare Advantage insurers are public companies. What do you think they'll do next time to increase profits? So if you want to switch back to original Medicare before March 31st, it's important to follow these steps. First, check to make sure you can get Medicare supplemental coverage to fill any coverage gaps. You can do that at Medicare.gov or by calling Medicare for the Lazy Man, sending me an email, which Randy will share the address with you shortly. Sending me an email will set me into motion to find out whether or not you can get a Medicare supplement plan before the March 31st deadline. On Medicare.gov, it's easy to compare Medicare supplement options offered in your area. Choose one and then contact the company or contact a broker. Let them know that you're switching out of Advantage and confirm your eligibility based on your health. Then let your Medicare Advantage plan know that you are disenrolling. You'll automatically be enrolled in traditional Medicare. You can confirm your enrollment with Medicare by calling 800-633-4227. You can also sign up for Medicare prescription drug plan coverage at Medicare.gov or, through Uncle Dougie. Contact your state health insurance assistance program for free assistance. Remember that even the supplemental plans with the lesser coverage and lower costs guarantee you the right to see any physician or hospital that accepts Medicare and allow them to decide immediately what treatment are necessary, and not using an AI calculator designed to authorize treatments based on profit margins. And that's the Savage truth. And that's how Terry Savage ends all of her her newscasts, her advisory position papers, and so forth and so on. Medicare Advantage patients get less home health care. According to a study here, they were found to get skimpier home health care and had worse outcomes than their counterparts in traditional Medicare, according to a study published in JAMA, which is the Journal of the American Medical Association. Why it matters? Well, with more than half of Medicare beneficiaries or participants in Medicare Advantage plans, there's growing concern about how the plans are run, including whether their guardrails around coverage are reducing access to care. What they found: Medicare Advantage patients got fewer home health care visits from nurses, therapists, and other classes of providers, except for social workers. Well, social workers will go anywhere and do anything. And nearly two-thirds fewer days of service between admission and discharge, based on a review of about 285,000 patients who had care between 2019 and 2022. And the final beating up on Medicare Advantage plan article I have is entitled "Medicare Advantage's Growth Spurt Brings Pensions." That's amping up concern. That's amping up concern. I don't know what this about the way plans are marketed and how government pays insurers who administer benefits and the way they've turned down millions of requests for coverage of services and drugs. The big picture: the popularity of Medicare Advantage puts the Biden administration and Congress in a tough spot, contemplating big changes to a program that seems to be hugely popular with voters. We have a lot of responsibility now to make sure that we don't just let this thing run itself, says the CEO of a consulting group. We have to be very vigilant about what consumers are getting. Where it stands, 51% of eligible beneficiaries or Medicare participants are currently enrolled in Medicare Advantage, and that's an 8% increase from 2 years ago. Nearly 4,000 Medicare Advantage plans were marketed for 2023. That's a 6% increase from what was available the prior year. And enrollees say that they're generally satisfied with their Medicare Advantage coverage. I don't see anything but growth, says the Medicare Advantage. I don't see anything but growth for Medicare Advantage, according to a guy named Mark Miller, a VP for healthcare at philanthropy organization Arnold Ventures. But there's a steady drumbeat of concern about the way the program is run and its long-term viability, especially coming from providers and Democrats. Yeah. Oh, boy. There, all of a sudden, I find the Democrats are my allies in the fight against Medicare Advantage plans. Federal officials have started to rein in misleading marketing of some plans. Congress is also leaning on Medicare administrators to revamp the processes that Medicare Advantage plans use to approve medical services and prescriptions after an inspector general's report last year found high rates of denials. At some point, lawmakers will have to tackle more fundamental structural issues like how the government pays these plans. It's well documented that Medicare Advantage insurers are overpaid relative to traditional Medicare. Insurers say that the current payment structure allows them to offer supplemental benefits like dental and vision coverage and in-home support services that beneficiaries need. But there are mounting concerns about the excess payments to health plans that are not supported by patients' medical records, and in some cases, potentially fraudulent. The Biden administration is already working to claw back $4.7 billion. I don't think it's the Biden administration. I think it's whoever is pulling the strings behind the Biden administration. But they're trying to claw back $4.7 billion of overpayments despite objections from the insurance industry. Increased Medicare Advantage spending as enrollment grows puts pressure on a system that's quickly running out of funds, and it raises premiums for enrollees in both traditional Medicare and Medicare Advantage. Right-sizing Medicare Advantage payment is long overdue. The taxpayer is getting hit, and the beneficiary is getting hit. Medicare Advantage's entire payment mechanism will eventually require a reset. Payments to plans are in part determined based on spending for traditional Medicare beneficiaries. Once the Medicare Advantage penetration reached a certain level, that won't work anymore. So they're watching nonprofit community-based Medicare Advantage plans, and they released a Medicare Advantage for Tomorrow report, an initiative that caused lawmakers to stop misleading marketing. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they're going to do that voluntarily. They also want them to improve consumer feedback collection to allow for more virtual care and more more virtual care and more, and it just hangs out there. Sorry for the dangling sentence. Better Medicare Alliance is a pro-Medicare Advantage lobbying and advocacy group. They plan to release their own policy solutions in the coming weeks. Recommendations will focus on areas including health equity, continued marketing reforms, and prior authorization policies. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my concern about this Medicare Advantage faulty role that's going on that seems to only be getting worse is that the people, some of the enemies are people who do not value private enterprise and freedom in our country, and they're going to use their increasing dissatisfaction with Medicare Advantage as a tool to put the arm on the freedoms that the rest of us enjoy in regular Medicare. Regular Medicare allows one to seek treatment from any provider that accepts Medicare, and they're not given that freedom in a Medicare Advantage plan. And frankly, I believe that some of these enemies of Medicare Advantage plans have some more nefarious thoughts in mind about the future of the American health insurance system. But that can be fodder for another episode. Randy's looking around the room. He's already bored with this. It was going to be the fun day of beating up on Medicare Advantage, and I think he's lost interest already.
It's raining.
It is raining. I was going to tell you that if I didn't interrupt my podcasting efforts to tell you it has started raining here.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know something, we're really out of our 75 cents anyway. So let's go ahead and put the bus into the station. I'm not going to fly us in because it's too dangerous up at the altitude you're going to be at.
I'm so glad to hear that.
So anyway, thank you for joining us. But before I sign off here, there's a couple, three things I always like to take care of. Number one, if you want to reach out to Doug, you can reach him at an email address of dbj@mlmmailbag.com. Doug is licensed nationwide to help you with your Medicare supplement planning, otherwise known as Medigap. You can also check us out at the website, medicarefortheLazyMan.com. We would also appreciate it if you could drop a couple reviews for us, especially now that the new book, Medicare for the Lazy Man 2024, is on the market. Last but certainly not least, thank you for joining us. You could have been 100 different places, and you weren't. You were with us, which is exactly where we like to have you. And you have just spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance guy from Oklahoma. No more. He's up in the high ground behind Cave Creek. And I doubt that he can even see the ground because of the cloud cover. I'm going to put him in at 12,000 feet.
My computer says it's 55 degrees at sea level in my location. I don't know what it's going to be like at 12,000 feet. But thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. And we're looking forward to seeing you in our next episode. Bye-bye.